job figures out today, and the news is that in Nottinghamshire, unemployment has risen to its highest level in 23 years. The claimant count is now just over 33,000. Nationally, the jobless total has reached 2.67 million. A couple of teenage job hunters for you to meet in a moment. First, though, I wanted to have a quick chat with Simon Gray, director from the recruitment company in Nottingham called Cherry Professional, recruiting in accountancy and office support. Is there greater competition than ever for the jobs that you have?
I think there is, Alan, yes. I think there is. I mean, the figures that have come out today, clearly not good news, but actually probably not too surprising. You know, having said that, you've got to put it into context. I think in the Nottingham Post today, Rolls-Royce are announcing that there's potentially 800 new jobs in Hucknall. So it's not all doom and gloom.
I guess it's having the right skills and being at the right place at the right time. Question of getting all of these things to match. What advice do you have for candidates to have as a wider sort of canvas as possible so that whatever job is on offer, they may be able to take it?
I think you've got to be targeted with your skills and qualifications. Right. And I think, you know, skills and qualifications still play an important part. I guess the difficulty is for people coming out of school, and I know you're going to interviewing a couple of people shortly who are perhaps in that position, and it's difficult to get your foot on a ladder when you've got no skills and no qualifications. And I think that the message I would give people is you need to be really, really proactive to try and get those skills and qualifications. I can perhaps give you an example. I was on BBC One's Inside Out back in January, and a guy came up to me in John Lewis in Nottingham shortly after the programme, and he was looking to get into the accountancy sector with no experience, no qualifications. And what I said to him was, well, look, you need to do a couple of things. First of all, register with the relevant accountancy bodies so you can start to do the relevant accountancy exams. And secondly, get some work experience. So the guy did that. He's got 2 weeks' work experience now, and it makes him far more marketable.
Yes, I guess the opportunities for work experience, they become slightly less with more people chasing work, particularly in this age group of, sort of school leavers and young adults. Why don't you say a quick hello to Charlotte and Rhys, who are here. They're listening to your every word, Simon, so say hello.
Are they? Okay. Hopefully they're smiling.
They are, and they'll smile even more when you give them some more good advice on sort of making themselves sort of acceptable in the job market. What would you say? I mean, we've got Charlotte now. Charlotte's done an interesting thing because we'll talk about this in more detail, but you've effectively started to give yourself work experience in the field that you want to work in. You want to work in media, so you've actually started doing media work and talking to people and that sort of thing. So.
I'm doing press planes team and doing directing and stuff and event organising as well.
I mean, that sounds a very proactive thing to be doing, Simon.
Yeah, I mean, if Charlotte's looking to get into that field, and she's going to go and talk to a potential employer, if she can demonstrate that she's got off her backside, she's gone out and done something different and proactive, then she's going to be taken far more seriously. So that's great. All credit to you.
Rhys is here as well, and I guess the story for Rhys is how many jobs you've actually applied for since leaving school. How many is it, you reckon?
Well, since I've left, I've applied for at least 50, maybe even 60 a week, so
hundreds of job applications gone in. Is there a danger, Simon, of just getting sort of sucked into the apply for everything approach?
There definitely is. If I can ask Rhys a question, my question would be, how have you applied for those jobs?
Well, I'm looking for an apprenticeship, and I've been on the National Apprenticeships website, and most of the things I have applied for have been sort of things I've been interested in, like customer service, business admin, things like that.
Yeah, okay. How many businesses have you turned up to and knocked on doors with your CV?
I'd say about maybe even 100, something like that.
You're actually knocking on the
premises and you see, the thing is, Reece, if you're sat at home sending out applications on the internet, so is everybody else. If I were you, what I'd probably say is, if there's specific businesses in your area that you'd be keen to work with, then put a suit on, put a tie on, go down to the receptionist, go down, speak to the receptionist and say, look, I really want some work experience. You'd have to pay me for it. I'll come and give my time for 2 weeks to get some experience in your business. Is it possible to speak to, you know, the boss of the company? If somebody turned up at our office and asked to do that, then we take them really seriously. I'm not saying everyone come and knock on our door because we're only a small business, but you get the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I'm sure Reece has been doing quite a lot of things, different ways of attracting jobs. But the advice you give there, Simon, for everyone listening who's looking for work, I think is excellent. Simon Gray, thank you for now, a director from the recruitment company in Nottingham, Cherry Professional. So